Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Fellow Christians, do you know how blessed we are to have the wisdom that we have because of Jesus, not because of ourselves? I was just listening to a Tucker Carlson talk. And he claims he was attacked by a demon. What's interesting is here's Tucker Carlson, literally probably one of the top at least five known men in the United States, and said he knew nothing about demons. It was never preached to him as a kid in church. Quote unquote, his faith, I think it was the Episcopalian faith, never discussed demons, didn't know anything about them, had to find his only evangelical friend to explain what was going on. This is the world we're living in. I don't care how important the person is. I don't care what it is. When it comes to the wisdom and knowledge of God, very few know what's going on. Very few know. I mean, us as Christians know that's the reason why Jesus Christ came, to destroy the works of the devil. We know that the God of this world, Satan, has blinded the minds of those who don't believe. We know the devil is going to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We know Satan comes immediately to steal the word that is sown. We know this, Christian. We know Ephesians 6. We fight not flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. How can a Christian, quote-unquote, religion not talk about the devil? I'll tell you, because the devil's in the religion. That's why, or at least the preacher. There's a deception going on. It's impossible. If you follow the life of Jesus Christ while he was on this planet walking as a man, that's all he ever dealt with. Actually, he told his apostles, he sent them out two by two, heal the sick and cast out devils. Gang, we are in a war. But thank goodness we know we are in a war. We know we have an enemy. And it's not flesh and blood. All this division that's going on, all this strife that's going on, it's real. But it's coming from an enemy. Realize how valuable your soul is and everything in this world, all its lusts, all its cares, all its wants, all its ambitions are nothing more than sidetracks trying to send you to hell. Let me go to 1 Corinthians 2, read a little bit here. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. You know, when the Lord, in Mark 4, had his apostles gathered together, he said, unto you is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. You know, this is literally a mystery to the people that just walk in the flesh. When all your life is just surrounded by 401ks, paychecks, land, sea, ownership, if that's your whole world, your education, your comforts, if that's your whole world, God's word will be a mystery. And you will be blinded. And you do have an enemy that's blinding you. He's called the God of this world, Satan. And he wants your soul because he knows your soul is more important than the whole world. How do I know that? The Lord says, what does it matter if a man gains the whole world but loses his soul? Who cares if you are Bill Gates, Elon Musk? What does it matter if you lose your soul? Because what is your life down here? It is just a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow. All your cares, all your works, all your deeds, here today, gone tomorrow. The only thing that's going to save you is faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. The carnal mind is an enemy of God. That's what we're told. It's impossible for your human reasoning, absent of faith, to please God. It's a mystery. Now, this wisdom, in verse 8, we're told, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. When you receive the Spirit of the living God, your eyes are opened up. You realize you are a vapor. Everything is just passing. And to be honest, to be frank, it's all about one word, love. Love. But to define love, love is laying down everything for God. Yes, first commandment. Loving God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. Loving God in all your decisions. And when the Holy Spirit is in you, he will always direct you to righteousness, which leads to God. Second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself, your fellow man. Love. Doesn't say agree, doesn't say disagree. I don't care if they're a Hindu, I don't care if they're a Muslim, I don't care even if they're a sodomite, if they're doing sodomite activity. You love them. Doesn't say agree, doesn't say tolerate. We're supposed to expose the deeds of darkness, but what I'm getting at is you do not hate them. No, you love. Now you might say, how do you define love? I like to define it as the Good Samaritan, that no matter who I see in my travels, I will help them. I will help them. If they need a few bucks, if they need a motel room, if they need some food, whatever it might be, I have a heart that will help others. I'm not talking about a crazy emotional feeling of love, but the ability to, whoever the Lord puts in your path, you will have a heart to help them. Good Samaritan. That's the example that Jesus gave us. For what man knows the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. In Galatians we're told that the flesh and the spirit are contrary. Your human nature and the nature of God are always fighting against one another. Because the nature of God was thrown out from the garden. Mankind was thrown out in the garden. He had the nature of God, but it died. And he was thrown out. That's why now, the only thing that saves us is being reborn by the Spirit of Jesus Christ through faith. Realizing that was the whole job of Jesus Christ. Yes, part of it was to destroy the works of the devil. Part of it was to give us the Holy Ghost. He had told Peter, unless I die, the Holy Ghost won't be freed. And when the Holy Ghost comes in you, he will give you a God conscience. You're going to want to do what's right. You're going to feel shame. Yes, you're going to turn from your wicked ways. You're going to repent. Actually, that to me, that was Jesus Christ's first sermon. When he came off the mountain after being tempted, he was tempted on the mountain after he had fasted for 40 days. And after he came out or came down from the mountain, what he said was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That was his sermon. First sermon after being tested. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It might only be one line, but the word repent means to change, to turn, to go in another direction. Why? Because it's a different kingdom now. Right now, the kingdom of God is what you want to choose. And we're told, just like Saul or Paul, that he was translated from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. And that is what happens to you and I when we choose Jesus Christ. We've literally changed kingdoms. I'll read this again. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the spirit which is of God. Isn't that wonderful? That we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, this is the man without God, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. Why? For they are foolishness unto him. Imagine that. Imagine that. Everything to do with the Creator is foolishness. Everything to do with God is foolishness. They are so blinded, gang. And this is the world that we live in. The majority of this world is totally blinded. Every foreign religion, every thought outside of Christ is an antichrist religion or thought. Yes, it's some other way to heaven. There is no other way to heaven than what took place on that cross 2,000 years ago. Conceived of a virgin, showed his love. God came down in the form, the Word of God came down in flesh, became flesh, and was crucified for you and I. The love of God for a sinful, disgusting world, which you and I all have to raise our hand because we're part of it. He died for us. That's his love for us. He showed it to us. God in the flesh walked the earth, had to deal with everything we deal with, could have done away with us at any minute, sweat blood in the garden as he prayed to the Father to let it pass 3 times. But no, for our love, as Jesus Christ said, for the joy that was set in front of him, he suffered what he suffered. Yes, he suffered because of you and I. Because the natural man, and the natural just comes natural. You don't have to learn the natural man. It just comes. I'll read that again. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is a spiritual judges all things. Oh, don't judge me. Don't judge me. No. When you're in the Spirit, you're allowed to judge. You judge all things. Because when you're in the Spirit, you judge it differently. Just like I said about loving all men. Yeah, you spiritually judge the situation. You love that man, the ability to help that person, even though you know, because of their fruits, because of what they say, they're as blind as bats spiritually. They're totally consumed in their sin. They're crippled, blind, and deaf, you know, spiritually. But that doesn't put you above them. If you have a chance to minister, if you have a chance to help, if you have a chance to love, you do it. But you never compromise and you never tolerate. And for the most, you know, for the most time, a separation will take place. Yeah, you don't even have to worry about that. A lot of times, you're the one who's going to be hated. Yes, you're the one who's going to be hated. But the fact is, you and I, just like Jesus Christ, died on the cross for the same people who drilled the nails through his hands. It says, but he that is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? And then here's, that was a question. The answer is, but we have the mind of Christ. That's how we know the mind of the Lord, because we have it. Yes, that's what a conviction does. That's what a clean conscience does. We have it. When you're reborn, you become a new creation in Christ. Old things pass away, all things become new. Amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.